Okay, now it's recording. Once again, the meeting was called to order at 8:36 p.m. Absent are Matt Hall, Richard Kennison, Tom Wall. We had the motion to approve the agenda made by Kevin Axtell. It was seconded by Dave Pawson, and we are about to vote on that now. So anyone opposed to the approval of tonight's agenda? Any abstentions? Tonight's agenda is approved. Approval of minutes from November's meeting, which I also sent out today. Anyone to make that motion?
I'll make the motion, Erin.
Second?
Second, Kevin.
Okay. Any corrections that needed to be made that anyone saw? If not, we'll vote on approval of last month's minutes. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that passes. Future festivals. Mike, anything on the future festival site?
Yes. I've got a draft of the contract for 2013 from Bowling Green, and we're working through just a few minor things. I'm going to have a conference call with the contact there tomorrow, and I think probably by the end of the week we'll have a pretty good-looking final draft to send to the board for approval. And if everything looks good to the board, then, Kim, I think you'll be the one to sign it. Mm-hmm. That'll get things underway for 2013.
Excellent. Just so the rest of the board is aware, I did have someone approach me when they kind of heard through the grapevine that we were looking at Bowling Green, and said that if the fest is there, they might be interested in being fest director. They have ties to the university, which would be a big, big help. So just so you know, there's someone out there that's interested.
Okay, good. And as far as 2014 and beyond, I've kind of put that on a back burner until I get Bowling Green wrapped up, because we've got plenty of time to work on
Matthew Hall.
Right. I will be starting that up again probably right after the first of the year once we get Bowling Green signed.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good. Questions for Mike?
Richard Kennison.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hello, Matt. Hello, Richard.
Hello, hello.
Gentlemen.
Hi, everyone.
I mean, can you grab me my headphones?
We just got through Future Festival report. And Matt, do you have anything on 2012, on the fest?
2012, let's see here. Okay, Pavel's confirmed. We're working on the visa. I mean, we're ready to buy his plane ticket, but I don't have any money to buy it with. So that's my first question. What do I do?
Well, we need to get stuff together to start registrations.
So it
comes down to... The eWe
okay.
money is here. That's one thing for sure. I will call the Visitors Bureau tomorrow because they had said that we were getting $5,000 from them, but we have not received that yet. So maybe I can, push them to get that money to us so we can purchase that ticket.
Yeah, at the very least, we can buy his stuff, and then registration could cover some of the later people.
Right.
Rootberry is tentative. We're coming back and emceeing. And who else? Who was it? The Gandinis have also put me on hold still. They're still waiting for a final word from London Olympics. It's looking like they may not get the London Olympics gig, which means they might be able to come, which would make them perfect choices for, say, the Award of Excellence. Freddie Kenton Jr., a Netherlands juggler, is going to be there and has agreed to perform in the Cascade of Stars. He's basically one of Europe's kind of gentlemen, like the elder statesman of gentlemen jugglers in Europe. Dan Holtzman recommended him, and Niels Dunker gave me some footage. The guy's he's a monster. I mean,
he is a monster.
Yeah.
He's the guy. So he might be a good choice for historical achievement. In that sense, then calling more people, just talking about, comps and so forth. So far, everybody's still on the same page. No one has turned me down yet as far as you know, doing whatever job I've asked them to do without a comp, so that's cool. Steve Langley has agreed. Jim Maxwell has agreed to help out with championships. I still need a championships director, and I haven't talked to anybody about that yet. I know Richard, you had expressed some interest. So
I didn't hear what you said. Matt, you cut out right at that moment. What did you say?
I just said I don't have a championships director at this point, which is one of the main jobs that I'm missing. I know Richard, you had expressed some interest in perhaps doing that. I haven't called you yet. That's my bad. So if you're interested, we can talk about it.
Love to talk to you about that.
Okay, great. And I've got a couple people who would be happy to help you backstage. Jim Maxwell being one of them.
Yeah, that'd be great. Jim's great backstage.
Yeah, he's an old hand.
Yep.
And Jim is saying things like, hey, I can help with championships, or I can help with Cascade Starts. So we want to decide where we can put him best. And I'm going to find some more people. I want to kind of spread the work a little bit more rather than having Jim Maxwell be in the theater for 4 days doing X.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Sophia, do you know Sophia? I can't think of her last name.
Yeah.
She used to be a Jughead.
She's
very good too back there.
Perfect. Thank you for that name. I didn't know about her. I knew her, but I didn't know she's into it.
Right. I've used her 2 years.
Okay. And then I was talking about Ross Berenson about designing a possible T-shirt design, but I also wanted to ask you guys about, you know, the easiest way would be to go to Ross and say, give us a couple options, and we can compensate you monetarily. Wouldn't be a lot. Or, you know, you're building your portfolio, that'd be cool. Or should we open it up to some sort of contest where we solicit designs and say, hey, you know, who wants to do this? Do the Facebook rec.juggling thing. I'm of two minds, really. I wanted to get your guys' advice and guidance.
I see the benefit of both. I think going directly to Ross, we're going to get a good product, and I'd be okay with paying a little bit, but yeah, again, we don't have much right now, so. We make some money off the T-shirts potentially, but other thing is it's great to get the word out by doing a T-shirt contest type of thing, but it's a lot more work. So I see the benefit of both, and we get a lot more ideas, a lot more people interested in the IJ as a whole. But.
And it has been done in both ways in the past because
exactly.
I want to say, I forget which fest it was, the last one that was done as a contest. It does take time, and then you're pretty much down to the wire of being able to actually produce the shirt. That's what I took notice to last time we did it as a contest. It just seemed to drag.
I did it in 2009 for Winston-Salem number 2, Kim, and I was aware that it could get it could be a time crunch, so I really kept on top of the artist and asked him to have it all done by February, and he had it done by March, which was fine, and there was no rush on anything at that point.
Okay. I didn't realize you did that one as a contest. The one I'm thinking about was out in the Midwest somewhere. I just can't remember what town we were in. And it was a while. It was up to 4 weeks before the fest when the design was decided upon and cleared up. I also see the benefit of doing it both ways. So the other thing is with a contest, you have to look at a prize too.
Right.
The prize is that you get your work out there on a T-shirt.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like I
like,
see that
you get to be representing
too.
The IJA like for that year. It's your artwork. But I think that's a cool prize.
I mean, if the prize was equivalent to whatever token amount we would pay Ross, then that's sort of a wash.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. And once again, I haven't talked in detail with Ross about it. I just brought it up, and he expressed some interest. I know he could come up with some good stuff. But there's other people I know there's other artists I know. I also thought about just calling a couple artists and kind of saying all of them, hey, send me some designs, and the board will pick the best. And if you're okay with that, then that's fine. We're not trying to get something for nothing, you know. But
now for Spark Nevada, Tom Wall actually had one of his friends who's a graphic designer come up with that design, and I believe we paid him was like $150 or $200. That was not an agreed upon price ahead of time. We gave it to him as an honorarium after the fact.
Right. Okay. It's good. It's good to know. Like I said, I'm glad to hear this from you guys, because I need to know best practices and I need to know past practices. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I can always make a decision depending on how Ross responds or what have you.
Yeah. Seeing how much, like, you would be planning to receive compensation-wise, and then even get a few designs from him for us to look at could be cool, but I don't know.
All right. That's fine. I can talk to Ross more and see. Because, you know, if he says, I'll do it for free, I'll be like, great. Problem solved. You know, I also thought about having some of the – I have some art students at my new school that might be interested in doing it. So.
Cool. The other thing is, if it's done kind of early, we can use it for promotional stuff too, like the actual picture.
Right. And that's an argument for – keeping it centralized with one person because they can control it and get it done quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What else? Not much else, to be honest. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask promotion. I'd love to talk to you about that or see if you have a promotional plan or if I can help you with that at all.
Yeah, no, you can help me with that, definitely.
Okay, sweet. Let's talk.
Yeah, we just need to talk about it.
Yep.
I was just going to say, we need to get out information, you know, sometime. It would be nice to start getting out some sort of registration information in January. We also have to think about how are we going to inform our members about registration, because we stopped mailing out a registration flyer a few years back. We didn't put it in the magazine. It was announced on the magazine as a full-page ad, but then put online. Now that we're not going to have a magazine, now what do we do? Do we just go electronic? Do you want to look at possibly sending out a mailer? Directing?
I can right now. Mailers are way expensive, right?
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, that question was asked on the Board Plus forum. How are we going to let our members know about elections, about the mail-in ballot?
Richard Tennyson.
So we're almost going to have, in my opinion, we almost have to send out some sort of mailer, whether it's a postcard, to let them know about elections, to guide them to where they can put in their absentee ballot, things like that.
Yeah, this is going to keep coming up. I'm almost coming around to where I almost think we're going to have to do at least a one-time mailing, and maybe the main point of it is to say, can we please contact you online for all this stuff?
Yeah.
And maybe get some reduced set of people that we have to actually mail stuff to.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, is if we could do some kind of survey just saying, you know, do you have no internet, or, you know, mark this box if you have no internet access whatsoever, because those are the only people that we should have to mail to, ideally.
But yeah, sooner or later we got to cut the cord. I mean, I'm all for being inclusive, but the fact of the matter is that the organization can't afford snail mail type things anymore. And you know, why spend money on something that you can do for free on the internet? You know, we'll send it to the, you know, we'll send the email to the next door neighbor who can walk over and tell you, hey, you know, something. You know, drop a note in their mailbox or something.
But we do have to think about elections and all.
Yeah.
You know, even if we do a one-time postcard type thing that says, you know, information, registration is up for the festival, you need your, you know, ballot information, and guide them either to the e-zine or wherever it's going to be online.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a magazine in the past to do that. We don't have that now, and some members, it's still just kind of getting around that There's not going to be a magazine after this next one.
Yeah, I'd say mailer would be great for the transition for sure, and then if we can, utilize that to find out who really needs mailers in the future would be great.
Right, and that can be part of that mailing.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, we can do it in one fell swoop if we do it right. But we definitely need to get the best website up and running and information there as well.
That's website. And then the other thing I was thinking promotion-wise, Matt, just to plant seeds, the poster, Kim, that you made, loved it. I thought it was great. The sooner we can get that out, the better, especially if we can confirm that performer. So if we can start spreading that via social networking sites, that would be great. And video promotion, Matt, looking, like, as you're talking to performers, just getting a clip of their work for us to make a, hey, here's who's coming to be amazing at this festival. That would be cool. And Taylor's willing to do all the editing on that and totally ready to talk to you about that at any point.
Yeah, she's a star. And I haven't given up on EAEO yet. They're still in a holding pattern, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron, you saw them, right? You sent me that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, I saw them in Mexico. Definitely four of the coolest males and cutest I've ever seen, but I didn't say that.
Okay.
But, no, they were amazing. Amazing.
So there you have it, another satisfied customer. So these guys are worth it, but we got to see if we got the money.
Exactly. Four people come in is tough. They were like, oh, you're with the IJA. Matt's trying to get us there. And I was like, oh, you're that group that I never understood what he was saying. AIO.
Those guys.
Oh,
yeah. There you go. So, and that's that. So I guess the last thing I'll say is my apologies for not having been more on top of this in the last month and a half, 2 months. I go on break from school in a day, like on Friday, and that's where I'm going to start kind of trying to catch up. And so hang in there. I'll get it done.
Matt, just so you know, those sponsorship letters that I had emailed to you,
yes.
They did go out. I haven't heard back on any of them yet. I'm hoping that we will sometime shortly after the first of the year. I'm going to start calling the companies that I mailed to. Okay.
Cool. And Mike Sullivan, are you still here?
Yes, Matt.
Okay. Mike, I'll probably be calling you later. You know, I don't know what your plans are for Christmas break or for Christmas. I certainly don't want to intrude upon any family events or anything, but you say after Christmas, perhaps, you might be free?
Anytime, Matt. We're not going anywhere. I'm here all the time.
Thank you, brother.
And Matt, if you're going to be around, we should talk about workshops sometime over break, too.
Definitely. Let's get together. Let's do, let's have dinner with the wives and kids and stuff. We did last night. That was fun.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. All right, that's my spiel.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Matt. Financial. Financials, actually, John Nichols' name needs to be added here. And John, welcome to the phone call.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Thank you for doing this. Thank you.
Okay. John, I know you're fairly new to the job, but is there anything that you wish to say at this time?
Probably not. I've sort of been looking at the financial statements. I'm sort of waiting to see the 2011 statements come out. And I've put together some comparisons for the years from 2007 to 2011. I don't know if it'll help or not, but it might give us a better bird's eye view of what's happened and maybe how to budget in the future.
Great. That's wonderful. Are you going to email those out to us?
After I get the 2011 statements and add those numbers to the ones I've already put together, yeah.
Thanks.
Very good. And as I said, at the before we officially started the meeting, the 2012 check from EWI has arrived. It just came in today. It will be deposited tomorrow. It's the same as the usual donation set up through EWI. $5,000 is for YEP. $20,000 is for the EWE fund, and $25,000 goes into a interest-bearing account. And John, I just realized I may have overstepped my bounds a little bit. I had asked the board earlier this week when I found out the check was going to be coming, if they minded if I checked with my financial advisor to see what might be a better place to put that interest-bearing account money rather than just in a regular savings account. So I've already checked with him. He's getting some information together, and I will, by all means, email that on to you. Okay?
Great. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. The only other financial news that I currently have that I don't know if Holly made you aware of this, John, and I'll make you aware of it now, is there was a wire that we sent to the Afghan mobile mini circus, and that was sent on October 9th. Apparently, on October 16th, money was deposited back into our account. It was close to the same amount, but not exactly, and it said rejected wire. I have checked with Barrett, who heads MMCC, and Barrett has checked with their bank. They did not receive a deposit from the IJA in October. So apparently, for some reason, that wire was rejected and sent back to us. That means our current balance in the general fund is going to be under $10,000 as of that wire being taken out. So on the good side, we don't have to pay a magazine fee. So there's a little over $4,000 that we won't be spending. I think our monthly totals come to maybe $600 or $700. Oh, I'm sorry, maybe $1,000 for January that we will need. So I'll look at that with John, and just so everybody's aware of what our monthly expenses will be now that we don't have the magazine to worry about. But also bearing in mind that here's what we have in the general fund after MMCC gets their money. Okay. Any questions?
And then when does registration generally start?
We can start them whenever Matt's ready.
Okay.
Yeah, once again, my goal would be to have registration begin in the new year, January 1st, January 5th, so right around there.
Oh, wow, that soon? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that would actually be awesome.
We need to really start publicizing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Any other
okay.
questions? If not, we'll move on to website team.
Is there somebody who's got really bad
somebody's
reception?
Really staticky?
Him.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out myself.
Okay.
Give me a panic.
Website team. Mike, thank you for putting together and posting that report on the forum. That was a big, big help. Do you have any? Do any of the website team members have anything to add?
I do, and it is that any solution that we wind up with is likely to be what's called a hosted solution, meaning that we would not buy any software or need a web server anymore, and the system we would be using would run on equipment owned and software provided by our vendor. And we get a lot of benefit from that. But one downside of that is that David Landown has said that he would not want to be the webmaster for IJA anymore. Now, there would be, because there would be very little for a traditional webmaster to do. And the thing to keep in mind is that once we're farther along and a decision has been made and an implementation plan has been decided on how to transition, that we would indeed have a transition period where both the current juggle.org website and the new site would be brought up and would live in parallel for a while until we're sure that all the functions that we need are available and working right on the new system, and then we would cut over and replace juggle.org with the new system, and it would live at the juggle.org domain. And David has already talked about ideas on how to preserve the existing juggle.org domain as an archive, so that if there's material that we don't move over or don't have time to move over or just doesn't belong on the new site, it would still be available on an archived copy of juggle.org. So those are the only other things I'd like to add to that. And it's just letting the board know that David has said that he doesn't want to be involved in the decision-making process for selecting the new service. And so that would leave Aaron and I as the only two other members of the team.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that part.
Yeah, that was in his email from the day of our meeting, our phone conference last time, Aaron.
Oh. Hmm.
And so we would obviously, Aaron and I would not decide anything. The board would take the decision, I presume, based on our input and suggestions, and that'll be some time yet before we get to that point.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to add is I know our idea for the posting the needs analysis is that we do want to be able to submit the needs analysis to web designers who could offer a package, but just wanting to make sure that what is currently on the full list is all necessary and what the board wants to move forward with, and just that it's approved by the board prior to submitting it for website designers. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I think so.
And so maybe having some folks look at it, Dave Pawson comes up and just give some feedback as to how this would be – shoot, sorry, I lost my train of thought – how this would be read by web designers and if it's, going to be effective in that way.
It remains unchanged from when I last read it, right?
Yes. I think he added a couple little things. I know some of the stuff was things that you had brought up before, like storage and speed and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a few additions, yes. But mainly because we do want to look at other resources. That's something that the board has said in the past, so.
So, Mike, the e-zine we're about to launch is hosted on juggle.org. Do we have thoughts on what would happen there?
Any system that we pick would have the ability to host arbitrary content on pages that we could fit into the menu system anywhere. And if you look at any of the systems that are running on client sites of these various packages, they've all got mixtures of content of all kinds, including videos, PDFs, newsletters, membership drives, just any kind of arbitrary information you want to post. So all of the systems would provide for our ability to upload and post that information, and of course, in the case of the e-zine, make it possible for us to post that into a members-only area.
That's probably not exactly what you mean, since the e-zine isn't members only.
It's not? Oh, okay.
No.
Well, if we wanted to do that for any kind of content, we could.
Parts of the content will be members only.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion about the website proposal, the website team?
Kim, you mentioned that you're going to throw the specifications open to the general membership.
Well, is there a reason why we shouldn't? Not this, the needs analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Is there
a reason? No, I don't think there's a reason we shouldn't. It might flush out someone else who would want to see if they're qualified to bid on it.
Right.
But I think the main thing is we'd like to keep things moving and try and get any responses from anyone back within a month or so.
Right, yeah. And as I posted on the Board Plus forum, I believe, Mike, because you had suggested that it be sent to the two people that have already expressed interest.
Yes, and Aaron, am I right in remembering that it was Jeff Lutkus that we were both?
No, it wasn't Jeff Lutkus. What's his name? Matt Hall, Duglingsthor.
Ross Berenson.
I mean, Rob. Thank you, not Duglingsthor. Rob. Last name? Berenson.
Who?
Rob.
You talking about Ross Berenson?
Ross
Berenson is also kind of a web guy. Great. Now I'm figuring it out. Jesus.
It's Ross Berenson was the one who was expressing interest.
Oh,
Michael Karras. He did Michael Karras' website. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It will go out to him.
Well, no. And so the thing is that I want to make sure that the needs analysis is really what we want, what the board approves to submit. And I don't know if the board's had a chance to read over the needs analysis, but I just want some kind of approval there. And I wanted that before we got our bids from the.
Yeah. I mean, I'll look at it again. The last time I looked at it, I felt like it was unnecessarily burdensome, and it had a lot of duplication in it and was missing some things that seemed very important.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like Aaron is saying some of the things I thought were missing anyway may have been addressed since I've had it last. So I'll have to look again.
And I know one thing that David had said was that a lot of the stuff on there is not related to web design. And so just making sure that the people we're submitting this to, that they're actually, I guess people can make a bid, so it would be whoever, but.
Okay, but I also agree with Mike. We really don't want to drag our feet too much longer on this.
And I get that, unfortunately.
So if we can get this done, like, within the next week so that people can start bidding, because it would be really incredibly cool if the new website could be launched at the back.
Yeah.
You know,
and we were going to get it out. A little.
Yeah, it was actually
sooner to
have it launched at LastFest, but that didn't happen. So.
But so, I mean, I think our goal is to have it out for a week for the board to process before this meeting. And I know Mike's been super busy with the Future Fest stuff. If people could look at it and we could do a yay or nay on the, or just a discussion about it with the board on
On the board forum.
On board forum would be ideal, so other folks can be involved in the discussion would be cool.
Okie doke.
And then within a week so that we can get it
out. So was there an action item for me in there anywhere? I didn't hear one.
No action item. I guess if, as discussion unfolds, just stating your opinions.
Yes, of course. But, I mean, Kim, you were going to take the step to post it to the membership?
Well, I won't do that now until we're sure, until, like, this next week has passed.
Oh, I see. Okay, waiting for board comment, right?
Yeah.
Comment.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So anything else on the website? If not, moving on to membership, Marilyn sent the new numbers, which were part of the agenda that I sent out. Are there any questions about the membership numbers? If not, education, Kevin and Aaron, anything there?
Just a quick thing. We've had a lot of cool stuff happening in the last month or so. Both Dave Pawson's group in California and Becca Smith's group in Colorado had their first performances that were – Dave had a first performance, which was a huge success, and involved Kyle Johnson as well. And Becca Smith had made the first Yep video. We got a Yep promo made. It's looking good. And now we get to start spending money on – merchandise.
Yay. I did take pictures at my at right before Thanksgiving, I held a YEP program at my school. So I have pictures from that. We're going to be doing the same thing on the 22nd of December. And I will be taking video at that
point. Good, yeah. And you can add the YEP logo. We can talk to Taylor and add that and put it up. And, yeah, my group's performing soon and making a video soon as well. So,
yay. All righty. Anything else? Any questions? If not, marketing and promotions, Tom sent information that I also included in the agenda about the video tutorial contest. So I hope you all had a chance to check through that. He also asked that there be a motion for tonight's meeting, which I have put in the motions. All right. Are there any other reports to be given? If not, we'll go into motions for consideration. Motion A is a motion to approve up to 3 IJA memberships per month for the IJA e-zines distribution as prizes or other giveaways at its discretion. To approve up to 3 store items per month for the IJA e-zines distribution as prizes or other giveaways at its discretion. So do we have someone to make this motion?
I'll make the motion, Erin.
And a second?
Seconded, Matt Hall.
Okay. And I included what Tom had said he wanted to discuss about this in the discussion area already. Is there any other discussion?
No, I think it's a good idea. Anything we can do to boost the image of the e-zine, given the probable backlash from the departure of Juggle magazine. So anything we can do to you know, give it an image boost is a good thing. And if we're just taking things from our store that we already have, I think it's a good idea.
Yep.
I was kind of wary at first just because when you do the math, it ends up that we'd be giving in 1 year, we'd give out about 3% of our overall membership. But at the same time, I came around on it just kind of saying that I think right now the value proposition on our memberships are pretty weak anyway. And barring changes, I don't know if the current price will be able to remain in place. So it's not worth quite as much in the long run as it might look like. And if you figure even they're not all going to be, whoever wins them will not all be existing members now, so it could end up leading to new members in the future. And I'm a little uneasy about it, but I think all in all it probably makes sense if it helps promote the e-zine.
Three does seem like a lot. Is for contests, competition specifically? Also for writers and stuff.
No, it's specifically for prizes or other giveaways.
Okay.
It says up to 3, not that it has to be 3.
Oh, right.
Up to 3. Okay.
Yeah, I'm for it. I'm definitely for it.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, we'll head to the vote. Anyone opposed to this motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. I'll email Tom and let him know that passed, as well as Scott. We also had a motion that Kevin had told us about concerning the EWE Fund chairmanship. Matt or Kevin, is there a way that you want to word that?
Yeah, I can read it how I typed it in the minutes here, and then since it involves me, perhaps someone else could make the motion. Item B, motion to approve Kevin Axtell as chairman of the Fund Committee for the IJA Festival 2012.
Okay.
Anyone to make that motion?
Yep.
I so move.
Second?
Second. Second.
Discussion.
Yeah, just saying that I've got a list of names, including
Megan Newis, Cameron McEwen, Warren Hammond. I have some suggested names like Reed Crabtree, and with the board's approval, I can put them all together and start a meeting. And Matt, I had a quick question. When approximately did you have it all figured out last year? How many months ahead of time?
We started. Yeah, hold on. If you give me 1 minute, I can look up the timeline from last year.
I'm trying to remember that today. I'm pretty sure we didn't do much until after the holidays. We kept mm-hmm. saying we were going to and not getting going.
Right. And I guess our final list came out at like March or April.
That was our goal, yeah. And like I said, give me one more second. Get you what you need.
While he's looking it up, I'll also make the comment that whatever the date was, it would have been better if it was earlier.
Right.
Yeah, we were jamming right towards the end.
All right.
Here we go, right there. Okay, first of all. Fun. There we go. Okay. Found it. Do-do-do, clicking, opening. That's it. One more second. Okay. Hello. Sorry. Here we go. So the original timeline I submitted to the board last year was September, October, calling for members for volunteers and applications for the Fund Committee, selected October, November, solicit proposals, November, December, vet proposals, December, January, initiate contact and negotiations with chosen vendors, acts, proposal rewardees, February, July, public announcement and promotion of winning proposals. Now, that was the original timeline, and I know we shoved it at least 2 months, right? So it's September, October, it was like, November, December we were soliciting and then shove it all back. But we did, I think, post the reward, we posted the final stuff on rec.juggling, I think March 1st? I think it was March 1st we did it. So we had all the ones, we had everything pretty much selected by March, if I remember correctly, and I could look that up too. There you go, boom.
Yeah, that's great. I just wanted a target date. March 1st is good to have the basic outline figured out and then go from there.
Yeah. Yeah, and Kevin, I've got the paperwork if you want to see, the notes and things like that or minute meetings, things like that. But it's more about just getting people together and getting, the toughest part is finding dates that work for the majority or if all of the group. And then once you sit them down, it's just hashing it out. Some decisions will be easier than others. Dave, you remember.
Yeah.
We
were pretty close very quickly, and then it took a while to hash out the tail end of it.
Cool.
Yeah.
And obviously, Matt, as Fest Director, you'll be on there, and we'll get the names to everyone by next meeting. And
let's do it.
Yeah, I appreciate your guys' faith on that. I'm very excited for this project.
Great.
Yay.
Yeah, for sure. I remember last time it was like, I remember some of the lag was just soliciting, where we went on rec.juggling and on the board and solicited who wants to do it. And we waited because we wanted to make sure it was open to everybody. And then we waited. And then, when in actuality, the seven people that contacted me within a week of the first post were the people who were on the committee, essentially. So if you've got names that you like and you're with it, let's start scheduling the meetings, man. No reason why we can't have one in January right off the bat.
Definitely.
Or two.
I'd also advise you might find that you could pipeline better than we did and maybe approve some items even if you're not ready to approve all of them, because some of them took a lot of advanced prep work. And if we knew we were going to do them, they weren't ever in any kind of disagreement. They just got held up until we had the whole list approved.
Cool. That's good.
That's a good point. Yeah. If we know we're going to do, the lounge again, well, let's get somebody to own that and start banging it out,
Cool, guys. Sounds good.
Good. Thank you. Any other motions for tonight's meeting? If not, we'll head on to Varia.
We didn't. We gotta ask if there's any opposed. We didn't.
Oh, that's
right.
We didn't officially vote.
We did not. Yeah, we're in discussion.
Kicking in. All right. All right. If there's nothing else there, go into the vote. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes. Kevin is our EWE board or EWE chair. Yay. EWE fun.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yay.
Yay. Ice cream. $20,000 worth of ice cream.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
In one big bowl.
And, Kevin, that money will actually be deposited into the fund account tomorrow.
Okay.
It should be tomorrow if I don't get caught at school late. If not, it'll definitely be the day after. So we'll get to work on that right away. Okay?
Fantastic.
All righty. Okay. Any other motions for tonight's meeting? If not...
Just a quick thing for Varia.
Go ahead. We're there.
It's looking like maybe I'm still waiting for my principal to give me the final go ahead. I'll be going to New Zealand for their festival in February, and also training their circus school instructors. I'll be instructing them on how to be instructors of juggling and things like that. Is there anything that I should take to that region as far as information, materials that can help the IJA?
Me.
Nice.
Information on the IJA regional competition would be cool.
I think the board should just go with you and have our meeting there in February.
I think Aaron's right. Info on the IRC. Pump it up. Say, hey, next year, guys.
Mexico's doing it. South America's getting in on it. New Zealand should do it too.
See if they want to host one. They're keen. They might be down for that. Okay, so all right. Then Aaron, you and I will talk about that.
We also have the YEP information that's
right
up there, which will fit in perfectly
you
with what you're doing.
Props to you. Okay. All right. Okay. So yeah, basically. Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't missing anything.
Yeah, I'd reiterate that if you're feeling brave enough to do it solo, something like what Tom and I did in St. Louis, just hosting like a Q&A, that seemed like it was actually a really, really productive thing to do.
No, that's excellent. And I did something similar to that informally at Britain over beer and in Israel last year over hummus. So, yeah, this time it will be a little more. It will be over some Barbie or something like that, over the shrimp.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Cool.
Aaron, I left on the agenda about figuring out a time, date and time to go over those goals and objectives that we all forgot about.
Yeah. No.
Well, not all, a few of us.
I forget what they are now.
If you still want to try and get together after the holiday.
It's up to the group if folks think it's important or not. I don't want to push it unless...
I think it's useful. I was there last
time. I know you were. Good job.
Yeah.
I think it would be a good step in the right direction as far as business practices go for us to complete it. So, yeah, a time. And the hard thing, I'll just make sure I send out your emails this time in advance.
Do you want to try for, the Wednesday? Well, the third Wednesday of January is the 18th. Do you want to maybe try to do it the Wednesday before that? If we have our board meeting on the 18th, meet on the 11th to go over goals and objectives?
Yeah, it could work
for me.
I could do that.
January 11th.
At Richard.
You're saying January 11th?
Yeah.
We're putting on a big show. We might be in massive rehearsals, but probably that's fine.
Okay. January 11th it is.
What time?
Oh, yeah. Let's not get this part mixed up. Should we say 6:30? Oh, wait, that's my time. 8:30 Eastern. We're sticking with Eastern because that's what we know.
Okay. 5:30,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 5:30 your time.
Okay. So
right.
Board meeting time and everything just the week before?
Board meeting time the week before.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Anything else for Varia then?
I will just take a moment to share with you that my juggling program at Zoe School is completely going nuts.
Woo!
It's gone, like, totally viral.
Yeah.
I'm sure this has nothing to do with having Kyle Johnson perform for the entire school, but when we did
registration
this time, no kidding. I mean, this was part of my evil plan, but boy, did it work. So registrations the second time around, I now have twice as many kids as I had last time, and they turned away a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting, like, constant feedback from parents and teachers of, like, what have you done? Because there's kids juggling everywhere, and they're all talking about it. And, you know, what do you need? Where can we – what kind of room do you want? What can we do to make this work? It's
allow
great.
You to video, darn it.
No kidding. I would love
if tell them that. Tell them video is one of the best inspirational tools a kid can have.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are general release forms you can get.
Yeah, I almost would wonder because the school
so when I went
allow
to
it.
Them about that, they said, "Oh, that's easy." No, nothing
yeah,
the school can be put
on the school. What if they signed a yep? What if the parents signed a yep form specifically? Like, I mean, I know it's through the school, but I would think
see,
there was a way.
Aaron, at my school, that my yep thing is, they absolutely will not allow that to happen.
Yeah,
I can try it again,
but they're so
it doesn't matter.
I could ask again because they're so positive on it right now, but right now, as it is, they pretty much have a no-tolerance thing of just, no, nothing off of the school website.
And there are schools that are going to that because of...
Well, then put it on the school website. Make it for that, because that's going to inspire the kids more than anything, too. If
right.
If you go
on
the school website,
yeah.
Then you should make one for that.
Right. You won't be able to see it, but they think.
And I'll just never see it, but you can still use the Yep logo.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, intro.
But yeah, it's crazy.
That's exciting.
Dude, count me in, man. If you need some, let me know.
I would love to. The thing is that it's Fridays at 2. I'm guessing that's not a great time for you.
You know, believe it or not, I finished teaching on Fridays at 11:30.
Oh, my God. We'll talk.
Well, I could make it.
Have you
yeah, let's talk. Let's talk. All right.
Anything else for Varia? Congratulations, Dave. That's awesome.
Thanks.
All right, if there's no more Varia, next meeting, third Wednesday of the month in January is January 18th, 2012. Is that okay with everyone?
Yep.
Okay. We will make it January 18th, 2012 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And now, if there's nothing else, we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
And a second?
I second that.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Meeting is adjourned at 9:31 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Hope you feel better, Kim.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, call me.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Richard, I will.
I don't speak again. Have a great holiday.
Bye.
See you in Murphy's, Matt. Bye.
I'll see you. Yeah, we'll be there.
Kevin, are you still here?
I am.
Okay. Don't forget to email me that information for your flight and things, and I will email you the link. Well, I emailed you the link. So
I got the link. I took a look. There'll be a few quick changes. I'll just copy it as is and then make the changes to you.
Sounds good. Awesome.
Alrighty.
Thanks so much. All right. Night.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.